with the intent to kill them.
Acting U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson.
It is no exaggeration to say that his crimes are the stuff of nightmares. Belter stalked his victims like prey. He went to their homes, held them out as a police officer, and shot them in cold blood.
Belter was arrested late last night and now faces federal charges. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his military will kill Iran's military leaders one by one. President Trump is attending the G7 summit in Canada, where he spoke about the escalating war between Israel and Iran, now in its fourth day.
It's painful for both parties, but I'd say Iran is not winning this war. And they should talk, and they should talk immediately before it's too late.
Our Robert Berger's in Jerusalem.
The original goal of the war was to knock out Iran's nuclear facilities, but it's expanded now that Iran is firing these powerful ballistic missiles at Israel. So the second goal of the war now is to target the Iranian ballistic missile program. The army saying that the Israeli Air Force has knocked out about a third of Iran's missile launchers.
To Hawaii, where locals in more than 100 homes in Maui have had to evacuate due to a fast-moving brush fire. The fire's about 60 miles away from the deadly fire in Lahaina in 2023. So far, no injuries or structural damage have been reported. ICE may be reopening a long-shuttered prison in Kansas to house migrants that federal officials arrest.
The Trump administration will pay the private prison firm CoreCivic over $4 million a month to reopen a facility in Leavenworth, Kansas, that a judge once called a hellhole. The prison will be used to hold thousands of migrants arrested by ICE. The deal's part of a surge of contracts the administration has issued without seeking competitive bids. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A three-year-old child is among six killed by flash flooding in West Virginia. Within 30 minutes Saturday night, up to 4 inches of rain fell. Our Tom Hansen is in Fairmont, West Virginia.
There is an apartment complex here where the facade has essentially toppled over. People's belongings just dumped out of this building. Their lives turned upside down in a matter of minutes.
Another chain files for bankruptcy, this time At Home, the home decor and furniture retailer with more than 200 locations in the U.S. The company opened its first store in the 70s. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Estimates have about 2,000 protesters gathering over the weekend in Racine and Kenosha counties. Saturday saw people getting together in Kenosha's Civic Center Park and in Mount Pleasant. People were appealing to drivers at the busy 31 and 20 intersection. To see images of the Racine rally, check out RacineCountyEye.com. There's something new inside the city of Racine's vending machines, gun locks. The city's latest public health push offers free gun locks through the existing vending machines throughout the city. The initiative, led by the Public Health and Community Safety Departments, also provides Narcan and fentanyl test strips. City leaders say the goal is to make essential safety tools more accessible. The current machines can be found at the Transit Center, the Library, and the Bryant Community Center. You may want to spend the week gathering garbage. The City of Racine is hosting a free appliance and electronics drop-off event for residents Saturday. From 10 to 3, you can bring old tires, TVs, microwaves, and appliances to the former Jacobson site on South Memorial Drive. Proof of residency is required. The event is for City of Racine residents only. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers conquer the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have today off after beating the Cardinals 3-2 before a Father's Day crowd of over 40,000 fans. Top of the ninth, Nolan Arenado representing the tying run after getting on base following a dramatic 12-pitch at-bat against the Brewers closer, Trevor McGill. Pat Murphy's reaction after the game, a sigh of relief.
Whew. I guess if anyone's considering whether or not Arenado's a Hall of Famer, that at-bat in the ninth, that's special. That was a tremendous at-bat. But then for McGill and Contreras to weave through that thing like they did, that's super special.
So the Brewers winning 3 out of 4 against St. Louis. They'll face the Cubs in Chicago tomorrow night. Boys High School lacrosse. The Wanakee Warriors held on to win 9-8 over Wales Kettle Moraine to win their first ever WIAA state championship. That match held over the weekend at Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy, warm, and slightly sticky today. Humid conditions starting to creep in, highs reaching the upper 70s, and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight. Some of those could still be strong to severe, bringing gusty winds, hail, and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, 78 degrees.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You ever wonder why koala bears hug trees all the time? Well, scientists say it's because the surface temperature of the tree is cooler than the surrounding air in Australia.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. Stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure you're living. smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Tears, they will be falling like rain.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, The Fortunes, and here comes that rainy day feeling again. Well, hopefully it's not going to be one of those rainy days when you head to Racine's North Beach. Make sure to swing by the beachside oasis for a cool down on a hot summer day, and don't miss Dan Marcus with your sand and surf report. Beach and water updates airing several times daily between 10 and 2, thanks to Anton Painting and Decorating, bringing vibrant color inside and out. It's the Sand and Surf Report with Dan Marcus on WRJN.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Looking for one-of-a-kind finds? Head to One Stop Shop Thrift, right in the heart of Racine at 240 Main Street. Whether you're after a glitter jacket, a lava lamp, or a fondue pot, you just might find all three in the same aisle. From gently used clothes and kitchen appliances to secondhand treasures, every item has a story. So why wait? Come thrift at One Stop Shop Thrift. Follow One Stop Thrift on Facebook to stay up to date. Also, accepting donations at any time. One Stop Thrift. Discoveries are waiting.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure you're cool all summer long and call Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today, 262-989-1001, 262-989-1001, or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Chain gang,
News and timeless hits, WRJN. If you're a dad, I hope you had a nice Father's Day yesterday. Here are a couple of the more ridiculous lies dads told to their kids. This guy said, even before smart toothbrushes, I told my son that his toothbrush was connected to my phone and that it told me how long he brushed his teeth. This dad said that I told my son that his breath got really bad when he lied, so I would notice him chewing gum or brushing his teeth at weird times, and sure enough, it was usually before he knew we'd have to talk. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, your home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. You can hear the late Paul Harvey and his archived episodes of the rest of the story mornings at 7:25, middays at 12:05. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's something new inside the city of Racine's vending machines, gun locks. The city's latest public health push offers free gun locks through the existing vending machines throughout the city. The initiative, led by the Public Health and Community Safety Departments, also provides Narcan and fentanyl test strips. City leaders say the goal is to make essential safety tools more accessible. The current machines can be found at the Transit Center, the Library, and the Bryant Community Center. A coalition of faith and community groups held a silent vigil at the Racine County Courthouse this morning. The groups, including the Racine Interfaith Coalition, called on Congressman Brian Stile to reconsider federal policies impacting immigrant families. The action follows a big turnout at the No Kings demonstrations over the weekend. Guidance is still going out regarding the COVID shot. Lisa Hale has more.
You should still get an updated COVID-19 vaccination despite the guidance changes from the CDC. That's according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. State health officials say the updated vaccine can help protect against severe cases of COVID-19, especially in pregnant women, infants, and elderly residents. DHS Secretary Kirsten Johnson says the updated vaccine was thoroughly reviewed for safety and effectiveness and encourages residents to consult their healthcare providers on getting the updated vaccine.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
WRJN weather.
Partly cloudy, warm, and slightly sticky today. With humid conditions starting to creep in, highs reaching the upper 70s, and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight. Some of those could still be strong to severe, bringing gusty winds, hail, and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, 78 degrees.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul. Baby, you and me have got something that's real. I know it's gonna last a lifetime.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin is here. Let me ask you something. Have you ever known somebody who married the same person more than once?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've never heard of that.
No.
Same person. Oh, so they like get divorced and then they get remarried.
Yeah.
After they've taken some time off.
Yeah.
But more than once?
Yeah.
Or twice?
No, just no. Have you known somebody who got married to the same person twice or more?
No? Not that I can recall, no.
You hear about it every once in a while, and up until a few years ago, I don't think I had known anybody like that, but then a guy that I used to work with, he did that. He married his wife, they got divorced, he married her again, and they were together until she just passed about 2 years ago, I guess. So,
really? So they took a little hiatus
from
their marriage.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it made their marriage stronger the second time. Maybe they got married young. You know, you never know. There's always some kind of a circumstance.
I think they did get married young, if I remember correctly. Yeah. But it says here, this number seems high to me, but it says here, a study found that as many as 6% of divorced couples remarry the same spouse.
Number again?
6% of divorced couples remarry the same spouse. That number seems high to me.
Really? I'm thinking of, you know... I'm thinking it's right around, maybe even a little low.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably more common than we think.
And another study found that 72% of those reunions were successful. Like my friend, he was with his wife the second time until she passed.
Well, I guess, like I said, it happens, you know, it depends on what happens in that break. And maybe
I suppose.
They changed and... grew up a little bit or whatever.
You just realize you can't live without that person, I suppose.
That's very true. And it doesn't say how much of a gap there was in between either.
I think the next time I get married, I'm going to marry my wife again.
Well, I would hope so.
All right, there she is, my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time on WRJM. Kentucky woman, she shines with her own kind of light. Once in a day, that's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, well, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, I don't want much. Good Lord's earth beneath my feet, gentle one girl and life is sweet and good. Ain't no Johns Hands, WRJN. You know, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody does it better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. From the Brewers and Badgers to the Bucks and Packers, Mike delivers hourly updates and on-site coverage you won't find anywhere else.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood.
Bright, 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 sunshiny day. It's gonna be bright.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Make plans to spend this Thursday night at Festival Park for another Hot Harbor Night. Live music, food, drink, and the perfect setting for a summer night. The music's free. It starts about 6, and it's all under a tent, so rain or shine. We're going to see you there on Hot Harbor Night this Thursday.
Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting, hands-on adventure with life-size dinos. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily through October 5th. Learn more at MilwaukeeZoo.org.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdelirecine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdelirecine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home. Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect through the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO, move boldly, dance freely.
WRJN. 8 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Now, it's Spiral Staircase. More today than yesterday.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me. Too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The suspect charged with murder in the fatal shootings of a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband has his first court appearance in Minneapolis. Our Stacey Lynn has the latest.
Wearing an orange jumpsuit and shackles, 57-year-old Vance Belter was escorted into the courtroom by U.S. Marshals. After stating he cannot afford an attorney, the judge said he'll be appointed a federal defender and set a preliminary hearing for June 27th. He was arrested last night after the largest manhunt in the state's history. He's been charged with 4 counts of murder and is being held on a $5 million bond.
The FBI says the suspect had gone to the homes of 2 other Minnesota lawmakers. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says political violence is at an all-time high.
It is a frightening time we are living in. Political violence is prevalent, and the way we talk to and about each other has raised the temperature to unfathomable levels. We cannot continue on this way.
Rescue teams in West Virginia are still searching for at least 2 missing people. It's after a weekend of flash flooding that killed at least 6. The governor says at least 60 homes.